Whether the magic is in the bat or not, Barry Bonds is very close to the record set by Mark McGwire in 1998, and a lot of comparisons are now being made between the personal side of Barry Bonds' chase and the one 3 years ago when McGwire and Sammy Sosa were threatening Roger Maris' 37-year-old home run record. Stefan Fatsis joins us now to talk about sports, as he does on most Fridays. Stefan, how do you think that Barry Bonds is holding up in these last weeks of the season here?
Well, compared to McGwire, there is a distinction. Bonds is singled out as a grumpy guy who said earlier this week about fans, "That's okay, boo me, I've been booed my whole life." If you look back to 98, people remember that Mark McGwire was this great guy, high-fiving bat boys, taking curtain calls, climbing into the stands to hug the Maris family. But they forget that for most of that season, he was a curmudgeon. Sammy Sosa, who was part of that race and loves to play and lets the public know that, basically shamed McGwire into becoming a nice guy. And since 98, McGwire sort of reverted to his old self, particularly the last 2 years because he's been injured.
What is it, Stefan, about athletes? We pay them all this money. We want them to be wonderfully outgoing. Do we ask too much as fans, do you think?
I think we do in some ways because there is this absurd level of media attention. And it's hard to talk about playing a sport. To the athlete, it often seems ridiculous. They're paid to play, not to talk. But that doesn't mean, I think, that they can't do what human beings tend to do naturally, which is express appreciation for what they do. There was one episode recently that really bugged me. A day after he came within one pitch of a perfect game, Mike Mussina of the New York Yankees refused to speak with reporters. He was disappointed, but he pitched brilliantly. And I wondered, couldn't he just appreciate that? Or the fact that his $90 million contract was being underwritten by fans who want to hear him talk, even if he talks lamely about what it feels like to come so close to perfection.
On the other hand, we all like Mike, and Michael Jordan has announced that he is going to come back at least for an encore with professional basketball with the Wizards. He seems to have found a certain balance in the way he handles his public persona.
Yeah, he does. He's a supremely talented athlete, obviously. He's never been afraid to let fans know how much he cares about goals, about winning, about being out there on the court. Tiger Woods in golf is exactly the same way. When you're at their stratospheric levels, they have to have their every moment managed, and that's why they're very cautious about how they do things. But sometimes the fact that they're at the center of public life so much pushes them away a little bit. And I think Jordan, for instance, this week, he could have held a news conference to announce his comeback, given fans a chance to see him, talk about it, and reflect on it. Instead, he just issued a statement. He says he's going to talk about it next week.
He thought it would be out of place, given the mood of the country since the attacks on September 11th. And speaking of that, there were several athletes who right away said it was wrong to be putting this much emphasis on sports and wrong to be playing games.
There were, and I think that was refreshing, and maybe this will help some athletes realize that they do play a different sort of public role. Maybe they'll be able to demonstrate now that they're not just rich guys who can do whatever they want. And you look in the New York area particularly, the New York Mets donated one day of their salary to relief efforts. The Giants and the Jets, the football teams, visited the World Trade Center site. They helped unload boxes. They shook hands with firefighters. And it made a difference to the people that were working. It wasn't just a publicity stunt. So maybe this will help athletes realize that the prevailing notion that it's not cool to show enthusiasm or appreciation for what they do, maybe that'll go away. If Barry Bonds could just stand up there and say, "I love to play the game," that would be a lot more refreshing, much in the way that women athletes now who have risen to the fore, they're honest people, genuinely love what they do, and they're able to say it.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you, Noah.
Stefan Fatsis, The Wall Street Journal, talks with us about sports on Fridays.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Jeff Rogers. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
Audio engineers include Linda Mack, Jerry Tennant, Peter Lena, Preston Brown, Joe Woods, and Cal Southworth here in Washington.
Manoli Wetherill and Neil Rauch in New York City, Lorna White and Robert Newhouse in Chicago, and Leo DeLagula and Marcia Caldwell in Los Angeles.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.